This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the June-July issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have a feature focused on audiobooks and literacy entitled The Sweet Sounds of Shared Listening. It's a look at audiobook groups. We'll follow that with reviews in children and family listening, including Earphones winning reviews of The Ethan I Was Before by Allie Standish, and it's read by Kirby Hayborn. Let's get right to it. Audiobooks and Literacy, The Sweet Sounds of Shared Listening. Audiobook groups are a great way to learn listening skills. Add tasty snacks that relate to the audiobook, and everyone benefits. This is written by Francesca Goldsmith. Learning to listen starts with being able to settle into keeping quiet, a developmental milestone not yet reached for many socially keen school-age children and younger teens. Instead of hearkening to their own feelings and ideas and keeping in conversational touch with their neighbors, these learning listeners will need to stretch to tune into others' voices. Of course, discussion is a part of any group experience with literacy. But before meaningful discussion can happen, attention to what is going to be discussed may take some practice. Sharing an audiobook listening among a group of 9 to 12 or 15-year-olds becomes a more satisfying effort when the side conversations can be minimized. Instead of the group facilitator serving frequent oral and body language reminders to be quiet and pay attention, there is another way to keep mouths so busy so brains can do their work. Adult discussion groups typically include snacks and beverages. Why not do the same for kids and teens? All it takes is a little planning, and the food itself extends the selected title's sensory experience. Whether you are listening to the full audiobook in a group setting or just a sample as an incentive for kids to follow up and listen on their own, you'll want to make sure that everyone knows what the audiobook is about and that the selected refreshment relates in some way to the audio's story or setting. It's a full-length group listen. If it's a full-length group lesson, you might have the chosen treat after about a quarter of the playing time, so the pairing of the snack to the story makes sense. With a one-off listen, you could discuss the audiobook's theme at a meeting previous to its sharing and ask the kids what treat they would pair with that theme. You can even extend the concept of pairing refreshments with listening experience by having the group prepare some of the simpler suggestions while listening to the opening of the selected audiobook. If your audiobook listening group has a lunchtime meeting, you probably already invite listeners to eat during the occasion, and you might get them to try lunch foods that reflect the themes of the audiobook. As for afternoon and evening meeting times, snacking is sure to be a welcome addition. Any way you do it, the kids will have a stake in savoring with their ears as well as their taste buds, focusing the mind for the discussion to come. The suggested pairings I'm about to read are just a few ways to create multisensory listening experiences that offer fun as well as insights. For ages 8 to 12, there's a book entitled Chasing Freedom by Nikki Grimes, read by Lizanne Mitchell. So this is a collection of conversational vignettes set over tea. The obvious pairing choice here is tea. Chamomile and mint are both good choices for kids this age and don't require sugar. We have Save Me a Seat by Sarah Weeks and Geeta Varadhajan, read by Josh Hurley and Vikas Adam. This could be an excellent lunchtime listen. Offer some simple Indian finger foods, including naan bread and dried mango pieces. For Baker's Magic by Diane Zoller, read by Tavia Gilbert, Michael Crouch, and a full cast, tiny tarts or soft pretzels accompanied the themes of magical baking, regal tastes, and piratical presences here, depending on whether you want to go sweet or stay savory. For ages 12 to 14, the book recommendation is Circus Mirandus by Cassie Beasley, read by Brunson Pinchot. The snack recommendation is Circus Popcorn. It works well with this one. Serve it in small paper bags, both for effect and to forestall noisy trips to the communal bowl. No More Dead Dogs by Gordon Corman, read by a full cast. Here's a school story that calls for bake sales-like snacks. Invite everyone to bring in something to share or offer miniature cupcakes and small cookies. And A Single Shard by Linda Sue Park, read by Graham Malcolm. Serve a selection of little vegetable pieces common in the Korean dish of bibimbap. Slices of cucumber, zucchini, carrots, and red bell pepper are all appropriate and easy finger foods. And for ages 15 and up, recommended books are Mycroft Holmes by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Anna Waterhouse, read by Damian Lynch. While traveling in America, Sherlock's older brother and his friend share a variety of meals, including those they are served at a table visited by Chinese laborers. If circumstances allow, order a collection of dim sum. This title also offers potential for a tea tasting, with different types of tea popular in England, China, and India. Another recommendation, Their Eyes Were Watching God by Zora Neale Hurston, read by Ruby D. Food is a central theme in this classic. Sliced fresh peaches would pair nicely. And finally, In Darkness by Nick Late, read by Benjamin L. Darcy. For this narrative, linking Haitian history and the 2010 earthquake, sugarcane is a powerful symbol. You could sample unrefined, hand-milled, raw sugarcane for the taste, and do offer alternatives, slices of papaya and other tropical fruits. And that was The Sweet Sounds of Shared Listening, written by Francesca Goldsmith. Now we will turn our attention to our reviews in Children and Family Listening. And our first review is an earphones winner. As you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews carry a QR code, which when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code. And if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review is See You in the Cosmos by Jack Cheng. It's read by a full cast, and it's an earphones winner. Kivlahan de Montebello's engaging young voice embodies 11-year-old Alex Petrosky. Alex is obsessed with space travel and recording Earth sounds on his iPod, modeling his hero, astronomer Carl Sagan's golden records of the Voyager spacecraft. Alex's recordings become the account of his rather bizarre solo trip from Rockview, Colorado to Albuquerque, New Mexico, to launch his rocket at SHARF. That's the Southwest High Altitude Rocket Festival. From this point, Alex's story spirals into an oddly endearing travel tale of friendship and family. The episodic action, which includes narrators Brittany Presley, Graham Halstead, Michael Crouch, and Jason Culp, and others as supporting characters, makes it easy to suspend disbelief and renders this an altogether captivating listening experience. Sharon Grover wrote that review of See You in the Cosmos by Jack Cheng. It's read by a full cast. It's an earphones winner from Listening Library for 6 hours unabridged, ages 10 and up. Our next review is A Crack in the Sea. It's written by H.M. Bowman, read by Bonnie Turpin, with the author doing an afterword, and it is an Earphones winner. Bowman weaves a fascinating story of brothers and sisters, history and fantasy in this incredible tale. Narrator Bonnie Turpin is extraordinary in bringing this fantasy world and its characters to life. Her pace is consistently smooth, moving from The Island in 1978 to the Zong slave ship massacre in 1781 and to Vietnamese refugees in 1976. Pip and Sister Kitchen sound like typical kids. Siblings Swimmer and Venus, survivors of the 1781 disaster, carry a hint of Africa in their voices. Tan and Sang speak English with the caution of those new to the language. The afterword, narrated by the author, discusses the historical events that became the story's seed. An amazing listening experience, timely as we again see a world in turmoil. Nancy E. McCarty wrote that review of A Crack in the Sea by H.M. Bowman, read by Bonnie Turpin, with an afterword by Bowman. It's an Earphones winner, available from Listening Library for 9.75 hours unabridged, ages 10 and up, and the magazine does carry a QR code. This is a reminder that you are listening to the June-July issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks and invites you to celebrate with us our 25th anniversary. Okay, returning to our reviews in Children and Family Listening, we have Isaac the Alchemist, Secrets of Isaac Newton Revealed. It's written by Mary Losier, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Stephen Crossley. Using primary sources and reasoned conjecture, Mary Losier chronicles the difficult formative years of Isaac Newton. Narrator Stephen Crossley has a professional-sounding English accent, but bubbles with reverent enthusiasm for his subject, sometimes with humor. In the age before the development of physics, the prickly and solitary young Newton worked tirelessly to use mathematics to explain what was then viewed as magic. Much of Newton's story is gleaned from his own carefully kept notebooks. Listeners can almost see the twinkle in Crossley's eyes as he reads from the preposterous medicinal concoctions of the time and from Newton's list of his own boyhood sins, such as making pies on Sunday. Newton's scientific contributions cannot be overstated. Although he never unlocked the mystery of alchemy, he discovered the laws of physics, including principles of light refraction and planetary motion. Lisa Taylor wrote that review of Isaac the Alchemist, Secrets of Isaac Newton Revealed. It's by Mary Losier, an Earphones winner, read by Stephen Crossley, and it's available from Dreamscape for 2.5 hours unabridged, ages 12 and up. Our next review is The Ethan I Was Before by Allie Standish, an Earphones winner, read by Kirby Hayborn. This debut audiobook will grab listeners' hearts and not let go. Ethan and his family have moved from Boston to Pine Knot, Georgia, supposedly to help his grandfather, but really to help Ethan recover from the incident involving his best friend, Casey. Narrator Kirby Hayborn is extraordinary in the way he inhabits the character of 12-year-old Ethan, vocal cracks and all. He gives listeners the sense of eavesdropping on his innermost thoughts, and he slowly finds his way back to Ethan, to the Ethan he was before. He voices Grandpa Ike with just the right balance of crustiness and compassion, and give tones of believable frustration mixed with longing to Big Brother Roddy, who had to leave his girlfriend and dreams of baseball stardom behind. A perfect listening experience. That review by Nancy E. McCarty was of The Ethan I Was Before. It's written by Allie Standish, read by Kirby Hayborn, an Earphones winner. It's available from Harper Audio for 7.5 hours, unabridged, ages 8 and up, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have Flipped by Gwendolyn Van Drennen. It's read by Ryan Gassell and Tara Sands with Gwendolyn Van Drennen. It's an earphones winner. When Julie and Bryce meet at age 7, she falls for him and he runs. Half a decade later, Bryce is still running. Or is he? Ryan Gassell and Tara Sands take turns narrating this young adult romance, which explores a number of contemporary themes, especially the idea that first impressions aren't always what they're cracked up to be. Gassell and Sands hook listeners with their believable teen attitudes and ineffective, expressive, well-paced performances. Bryce's insecurities and growing pains and Julie's inquisitiveness and fearlessness are front and center, making it easy to root for a happy ending. The audiobook concludes with bonus material by Van Drennen, who shares, among other things, her fan mail and thoughts about the movie version of her book. Candace B. Levy wrote that review of Flipped by Gwendolyn Van Drennen, read by Ryan Gassell, Tara Sands, and Gwendolyn Van Drennen. And it's available from Listening Library for 7 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is The Unintentional Adventures of the Bland Sisters, The Jolly Regina by Cara LaRoe, read by Rosalind Landor. It's an earphones winner. Cara LaRoe's new series is Lemony Snicket for the younger set, with humor and snarky and pun-filled but not as dark. Rosalind Landor employs a schoolmarmish-sounding voice as narrator, opening each chapter with the definition of a word that figures prominently in the chapter. The Bland sisters, Jaundice and Kale, who live on the edge of Dullsville, sound as bland as their routine, uneventful lives. But when they're kidnapped by a crew of female pirates, the fun and laughs begin. Each pirate's unique voice adds to the atmosphere. Fatima the cook is especially well-developed as she displays emotions ranging from meanness to hurt feelings to friendliness with a fine singing voice to boot. "Arg, matey, 'tis real treasure," so says Nancy E. McCarty of The Unintentional Adventures of the Bland Sisters by Jolly Regina, The Jolly Regina by Cara LaRoe, an earphones winner read by Rosalind Landor. It's available from Dreamscape for, 2.75 hours, unabridged, ages 8 and up. Our next review is Weekends with Max and His Dad by Linda Urban, read by Chris Henry Coffey. Narrator Chris Coffey is unassuming, unflappable, and totally in tune with third grader Max LaRoy, his dad, and a myriad of memorable supporting characters. Coffey unfolds the story of Max's first 3 weekend visits to his dad's new apartment and neighborhood. Coffey's pacing is brisk, letting the story tell itself. In Coffey's portrayals of Max and his dad, one can hear how each tries not to let anything the other does or say faze him. Yet in moments when true feelings are shared, Coffey's quiet, hesitant voice holds just the right tenderness and understanding. Coffey varies his inflection and tone to bring other characters to life, including diner owner Ace, the elderly sage Miss Tibbet, and close friend Warren. Ann Ritchie wrote that review of Weekends with Max and His Dad by Linda Urban, read by Chris Henry Coffey. It's available from Recorded Books for 1.75 hours unabridged, ages 6 and up. Our next review is Short by Holly Goldberg Sloan, read by Tara Sands. The last thing Julia Marks wants to do is audition with her little brother for a production of The Wizard of Oz. Nevertheless, she selected to play a munchkin because of her diminutive size. Narrator Tara Sands has Julia's precocious little girl voice down pat. Sands also makes quick and smooth transitions to suit Julia's mercurial moods. She projects Julia's sadness over her dog's death, her calculated whining and sarcasm, and her youthful bravado when interacting with the play's adult cast members. As the play nears completion, Sands delivers Julia's anxiety and elation. Sands also creates believable adults in director Sean Barr and Olive, an adult little person who shows Julia that there's more to people than their size. That review by Lisa Taylor is of Short by Holly Goldberg Sloan, read by Tara Sands. It's available from Listening Library for 6.5 hours of unabridged listening, ages 8 and up. Our next review in Children and Family Listening is The Bone Snatcher by Charlotte Salter. Charlotte Salter, and it's read by Elide Beaton. Narrator Elide Beaton superbly introduces Salter's macabre debut. As a sea fever grips the world, the ocean brims with sea monsters, so everyone flees to New Continent except for Sophie, whose family abandons her to a strange family on an island. On an estate reminiscent of Lovecraft or the Addams Family, twin boys follow Sophie through the halls, taunting her in eerily spooky sing-song in endlessly repeating variations. Scree, the caretaker and Sophie's guide, has a kindly voice, though he's somewhat impatient with Sophie's rebellious streak. The twins' mother, the battleship, bellows insane orders like a general. Sophie's only respite is the soft-spoken nephew Cartwright, who returns to look for a mysterious box. Mary F. Thompson wrote that review of The Bone Snatcher by Charlotte Salter. It's read by Elide Beaton. Sorry, Dreamscape, 8.25 hours, unabridged, ages 10 and up. Next, we have Higher, Steeper, Faster, The Daredevils Who Conquered the Skies by Lawrence Goldstone, read by Robertson Dean. America's first test pilots were the aerial daredevils who strove to go higher and faster and do rolls, dives, and other stunts, often in the name of entertainment. But they also helped early plane builders construct increasingly safer and stronger aircraft. That's the focus of this book, written as a series of profiles that make it eminently suited to audio. Robertson Dean offers an engaging narration, altering his voice slightly to match the tone of the text. He's excited when appropriate and even gravely serious when needed. Because the author includes inserted background notes, for example, a brief explanation of who Queen Victoria was, the production's continuity is occasionally broken. This is a title for young listeners, but adults will find it engaging and informative as well. Richard C. Gottschall wrote that review of Higher, Steeper, Faster, The Daredevils Who Conquered the Skies, by Lawrence Goldstone, read by Robertson Dean. It's available from Hachette Audio for 4 hours, unabridged, ages 8 and up. Next, we have Courage and Defiance, Stories of Spies, Saboteurs, Survivors in World War II, Denmark. It's written by Deborah Hopkinson, read by David DeVries with Deborah Hopkinson. This World War II story begins with a dramatic burst of music, followed by the prologue narrated by author Deborah Hopkinson. She immediately establishes a tense tone that reflects the period of the 1940s as the Nazis expand their regime. Narrator David DeVries chronicles the Danish resistance with great passion, while honoring those who risked their lives to stand up for their nation and their neighbors during the Nazi occupation. The story begins with dangerous airplane rides across the sea to share information with the British, and ends with efforts to help Jewish neighbors escape arrest by traveling in fishing boats to Sweden. This historical work will capture listeners and make them eager to learn more about resistance movements during World War II. Maria Dietrich wrote that review of Courage and Defiance, Stories of Spies, Saboteurs, and Survivors in World War II Denmark. It's written by Deborah Hopkinson, read by David DeBries with Deborah Hopkinson, available from Scholastic Audio for 6 hours unabridged, ages 8 and up. And finally today we have The Harlem Charade by Natasha Tarpley. It's an Earphones winner, read by Bonnie Turpin. Narrator Bonnie Turpin provides complex portraits of this author's audiobook's three heroes, the way their lives intersect, and the engaging mystery that unites them. Observant, curious Jin is a Korean-American who was orphaned early in life and raised by strict elderly grandparents. Jin is intrigued by prickly Alexandra, who appears to be poor, but Jin sees that she funds good deeds for those in need. A school project about the past of their Harlem community brings the two together. Soon they meet Elvin, a boy who seems homeless. Turpin excels at accents and emotions and at revealing obscured truths about the main characters. She ensures that listeners comprehend the story's historical figures and quick-paced, suspenseful events. Turpin shows her gifts as she brings together diverse plots, characterizations, and themes. Susie Wild wrote that review of The Harlem Charade by Natasha Tarpley, an Earphones winner read by Bonnie Turpin. It's available from Scholastic Audio for 6.75 hours, unabridged, ages 8 and up. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have the final program of the June-July issue, featuring all the reviews we weren't able to read earlier due to time constraints. Our review potpourri will offer reviews in history, biography, science fiction, fantasy, young adult, and children and family listening. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.